EtherFi Cash adds, in-account trading for crypto, stocks, and gold, EtherFi has added a trading layer to EtherFi Cash. In a post on August 26, 2026, the team introduced Trade and Hold, which lets Cash users buy, sell, and hold crypto, tokenized stocks, and gold directly from their Cash account. The trading is powered by xStocksFi. The pitch is straightforward. Keep the portfolio and the spending balance in one place. Until now, EtherFi Cash was built around spending. Users funded the account, earned cash back on card purchases, and drew down a balance at the point of sale. Trade and Hold changes what that balance can be. Instead of parking value as spendable stablecoins, a cardholder can hold tokenized equity or gold exposure and convert it when they want to spend. The account becomes a small brokerage. The core shift is that the same account now does two jobs. One side funds the card. The other side holds positions in crypto, tokenized stocks, and gold. xStocksFi supplies the tokenized asset rails, so the stocks and gold are on-chain representations rather than traditional brokerage holdings. For a cardholder, that removes a step. Previously, moving idle funds into an investment meant sending them somewhere else, then bringing them back to spend. Keeping both functions in one account collapses that round trip. Balance that would otherwise sit flat can hold an asset with upside, and the card still draws from the same place. The trade-off is exposure, a spending balance held in tokenized stocks or gold moves with those markets. Stablecoins do not. A cardholder who keeps their float in a volatile asset and then needs to spend on a down day may be selling at a loss to cover a purchase. This is the same tension anyone faces when spending directly from a crypto balance, now sitting inside the card account by default. The practical effect for cash cardholders. Nothing about the card's spending mechanics changed in this announcement. The EtherFi core card and the rest of the tier lineup keep their existing cashback and fee structure. Trade and Hold is an addition to the account, not a change to how the card charges or rewards. The practical effect depends on how a user treats the balance. Someone who wants a clean spending float can ignore the trading layer and keep stablecoin balances as before. Someone who wants their card account to double as a place to hold gold or equity exposure now has that option without leaving the app. Tokenized stocks and gold also broaden what crypto card means here. A card account that can hold equity and commodity exposure starts to look less like a spending wallet and more like a hybrid balance. That mirrors a wider 2026 trend of moving traditional assets on-chain, from exchanges putting equities on public networks to tokenized commodity products. The counterparty question, xStocksFi is the name counterparty for the tokenized assets. As with any tokenized stock product, the exposure is only as sound as the issuer holding the underlying shares and honoring redemptions. Tokenized equity is a claim on an asset held by a third party, not direct ownership of the share itself. Cardholders weighing whether to hold stock or gold positions in cash should treat that structure as part of the risk, separate from EtherFi's own custody model on the spending side. For now, the announcement confirms the feature is live inside EtherFi Cash and names xStocksFi as the provider. EtherFi has not published fee details for trades or a full list of supported stocks and metals in the launch post. Cardholders who plan to use the trading layer should check the in-app terms for spreads and conversion costs before moving a spending balance into a traded asset.